Police have arrested a gunman after he shot and wounded a police officer inside the US Capitol Building's visitor centre. The White House was placed in lockdown, but the security precaution has since been lifted. Washington's city police called it an isolated incident, saying there is no active threat to the public and will be crossing live to Washington for a police press conference shortly. Belgian authorities have released the only suspect detained after last week's bombings in Brussels that killed 35 people. The man, identified as Faisal C, a video journalist, was initially charged with terrorism offences, but police say they now don't have enough evidence to keep him. A manhunt is now continuing for a third suspected bomber seen in this surveillance footage who is believed to have fled the scene. The man charged with murder of a nurse in South Australia is expected to appear in court today. Police found Gail Woodford's body near her hometown of Fregon, near the Northern Territory border, on Saturday. Her death has triggered an online petition with nearly 22,000 supporters calling for stronger safeguards for rural nurses. An aerial survey has shown that 95% of the Northern Great Barrier Reef is severely bleached, far worse than previously thought. Of the 520 reefs surveyed, only 4 showed no evidence of damage. Coral bleaching is caused by abnormally high sea temperatures that kill the tiny marine algae essential to coral health. Experts warn that half of the coral affected could die in the coming months.